And I wanted to say good morning to Danielle Kennelly. She's on the line in Ennis. She's the co-founder of Wicks and Wax Candles. We spoke with you, Danielle, a few months ago on the programme, one of the mad ones starting a business during the pandemic. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks so much for having me on.
And thanks very much for joining us. How's the business going?
It's really well, actually. I suppose since we last spoke, myself and Chantelle are now working for the company full time, so it's gone really well.
Fantastic, because at the time we spoke, it was a venture, quote unquote, into the unknown and looking to give it a go. So the fact that you're both full time is a really good sign.
Yes, definitely. It was a big leap for us both to leave our jobs, but I suppose it was one that needed to be made to give the business our full time.
Well, the very best of luck, and I hope that continues to go well. We're talking about something which is linked with that business this morning, but is also linked with something I know which touched you and your family very much. And in fact, it touched an awful lot of people in 2018 when your brother Jack and Shay Maloney, the two teenagers, drowned in the quarry at Knockanean in Ennis. Mm-hmm. And that's inspired a fundraising initiative. Would you mind telling us about that first of all?
Yeah, of course. So I suppose it is coming up to the third anniversary of Jack's death. So we're doing it for the month of May, as his anniversary is at the end of May. And I suppose it's an important time too for water safety, to have it in the forefront of people's minds coming into the better weather. We did want to promote that water safety aspect as well. And just to have people, I suppose, think twice about potentially swimming in an unsafe environment. So that's the reason behind the whole campaign. And then there's a fundraising aspect to it as well. Mm. So we're selling our Daisy Bar, which is a little snap bar. It's one of our wax melts. And all the profits for Daisy will go to Water Safety Ireland for the whole month of May. The little bar itself is actually normally yellow, but we've turned it blue for the month just to incorporate the water aspect of it.
Very good.
And with every purchase, we have a small little brochure that gives... just give some water safety advice as well, so that
fingers crossed.
I suppose if you were to look at it, it does spell Daisy, and each water safety tip starts with a letter of the Daisy, so it's quite cute.
I know why you've done it. You've been personally affected by this area, but maybe talk to me about the whole process about taking the step, because this is obviously a very painful memory for you and for your family.
Mm-hmm. It is, and I suppose the real initiative behind it all is to, I suppose, prevent another family from going through what we went through. And myself and my business partner, Chantelle, kind of went into it with the attitude that if this stops one person, or has one person kind of second guessing what they're doing when it comes to swimming in an unsafe environment, and it saves just even one person's life, then everything we've done, you know, in the lead up and throughout the month will have been worth it.
Is it difficult, though, to confront these memories?
It is. I suppose, obviously, we're in a much better place now, 3 years on, than we were at the time. It'll never be easy, you know. I suppose thinking about what happened, or even just missing Jack, that'll never get any easier. But I suppose I can look at it now that he would be proud of what we're doing, and, you know, he'd be proud of the fact that we're trying to save other people from going through what he went through, and save other families from going through that grief as well.
When you talk about, when you think about what happened, and I don't want to dig up rough memories or anything like that, but is it hard to put those memories to one side and remember your brother for the person he was, the personality he was, the boy that you loved?
It is, and it has been hard for the 3 years trying to separate the two, but it's something, I suppose, that you do learn over time, is that you try not to think about the bad things, and it makes it easier to think about the nice memories rather than to think about the fact that he died or what happened or how he died. So I suppose that's something that we try to do on a day-to-day basis anyway, regardless of any fundraiser.
You try and separate the horrible events and the horrible memories and remember everything that went before it.
Exactly. And that does, I suppose, and not that it makes it easier, but to think about the good things is, you know, puts you in a much better place than to think about the bad stuff.
Of course, absolutely, indeed. You had huge support as a family, I know, at the time, and no doubt since as well, since his passing.
Yeah, we have. Even, you know, the time of the funeral, Ennis is, as I've come to know, it's a very supportive community, and I've learned that through Jack's passing, through the start of our business, and even now, we haven't even had a full week with the fundraiser, and the support has absolutely been phenomenal. And it is just kind of Ennis and Clare as a community is quite like that anyway. Yeah. I've come to
And in all my years here, I remember it really affecting people, and really, you know, two young boys, two strapping young lads in the prime of their lives cut down, that really touched and affected a lot of people. And I think that's probably seen in the response as well, whereby because people, obviously they weren't affected in the same way you were, Danielle, but because mm-hmm. they were, because you could, any parent could relate to it, because any grandparent could relate to it, to the grief that you must have been going through. People were very quick to stand up and to support you and come together and rally around you, which I can only hope brings some comfort and continues to do so.
Absolutely. And even, I suppose, you see that the same people that were there at that time have been very supportive with the campaign and the fundraiser so far. So it is quite nice to see that.
And you mentioned this was a Daisy bar. Was a Daisy, yeah. Is there a connection between Jack and Daisy's? Or?
There is actually. So I suppose strange enough for a 15-year-old boy to have a Daisy, I suppose, with him, but he used to keep a little Daisy in the back of his phone, you know, so that it would dry out.
Yeah.
And it was just always there. If it got a little bit ratty looking, he'd change it around. And it's just something he always had there. So I suppose it's something that our family has kind of clung on to as a little memory of him.
Very nice.
And I suppose that's the reason behind the Daisy then as well.
Of course. And he's here now inspiring it. And I think I know that to discuss this isn't easy, and I appreciate your time, but I think what I hope can come from this is that people can support you in the initiative and in turn support Water Safety Ireland, and as you said, try and hopefully prevent a tragedy happening somewhere at some stage in the future.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I suppose, the goal behind it all is to make sure that, I suppose, we're kind of trying to target that kind of age group as well, where that, you know, you don't necessarily have all the sense that an adult would have, and these things, like, you just don't look at as dangerously when you're that age. So yeah. I suppose the message to get across is that if you are to go swimming in the nicer weather, just make sure it is somewhere where there is a lifeguard. Make sure you're not by yourself, and just that there is always someone there who can help you out if you do get into a bit of a struggle.
Absolutely, indeed. How can people help you with this fundraiser? Where do they need to go? What do they need to do?
So the bars are actually for sale on our website, so they're available for home delivery or for collection, and they'll also be available in Coutts Shop and in Sweet and Green as well. So in both those places, all the profits will also be going to Water Safety Ireland as well.
Very good. And your own website?
Our own website is wixandwaxireland.com.
wixandwaxireland.com. It's a simple idea, but it's a really nice one, and I know it comes from the heart, but I hope that it makes a really big difference as well. And I really appreciate you, Danielle, taking the time to tell us about it this morning.
Thanks so much.
No problem at all. Danielle, too, take care. All the very best. That's Danielle Kennelly there. wixandwaxireland.ie, the website there, as you mentioned. And those candles will also be available in Coutts Shop and in Sweet and Green, both in Ennis as well.